HuntertonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
It's an unusual subject for National Geographic magazine, but its June issue on newsstands now has a feature article on medical marijuana called High Science. Author Hampton Sides describes it this way.
It's a series of profiles of some of the really avant-garde, interesting science in the world of cannabis.
Sides says the federal government's continued opposition to marijuana is limiting most medical research on it to other countries. He says there's lots of attention to a type of marijuana called Charlotte's Web, which says seems to control severe epileptic seizures in some kids without getting them high.
These are children that suffer from severe epilepsy, severe seizures, and it's nearly miraculous the effect that this drug seems to have on many of these.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan confirming he won't seek re-election this year.
I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
However, Ryan adds,
I want to be clear, I'm not done yet. I intend to run through the tape to finish the year.
But then Ryan says he will happily retire after being in Congress since 1999 and reluctantly taking the Speaker's gavel in 2015. Senate Republican John Thune of South Dakota says he understands that Ryan wants to spend more time with his family.
But he's made a huge difference in the time that he's been here, and it'll be a real loss for the institution and for our country.
He spoke on Fox News. President Trump still considering a response to Syria's apparent chemical weapons attack on civilians over the weekend. As a Russian official advises the U.S., Russia will shoot down U.S. missiles and will target their launch sites if they're fired at Syria. The president tweets in response, get ready. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg going before a House committee now, but yesterday he spoke to a Senate committee where he said Facebook should have taken warnings about misinformation and propaganda more seriously in the 2016 presidential election. But when it comes to using user data, he also said,
there's a very common misperception about Facebook that we sell data to advertisers. And we do not sell data to advertisers.
Well,
we don't sell data to
anyone. Clearly rent it.
That's Zuckerberg in an exchange with Republican Congressman John Cornyn of Texas. He also had an exchange with Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who was concerned about the social network silencing conservative voices.
There are a great many Americans who I think are deeply concerned that Facebook and other tech companies are engaged in a pervasive pattern of bias and political censorship.
Zuckerberg denied it. He's now testifying before a House panel today. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A major bank says it's going to stop lending to gun makers that make military-style firearms for civilians. The vice chair of Bank of America telling Bloomberg that going forward, it will not be the bank's intent to underwrite or finance military-style firearms. The decision, a response to the February shootings at a Florida high school that left 17 people dead. Bank of America says it wants to contribute in any way it can to reducing mass shootings. The vice chairman of the bank saying they expect some gun makers to take their portfolios to other banks, and they're fine with that. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill today are reviewing several proposals aimed at fighting the nation's opioid crisis. Committees in the House and Senate looking to stem the tide of overdose fatalities. Some of the proposals on the table include rush development of non-addictive painkillers to be used as an alternative to opioids, also increasing law enforcement efforts to stop drugs from coming into the U.S. And an actor from Texas launches his own brand of bourbon.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey launching his own brand of bourbon in conjunction with Wild Turkey. He makes the announcement live on Facebook while sitting beside his mother, Kay, in his hometown of Austin. McConaughey's been working as creative director for Wild Turkey since 2016. That new bourbon is called Wild Turkey Long Branch. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 48 degrees. This afternoon will be mostly cloudy with a high near 53. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Thursday, a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 3. Otherwise, we can expect the temperature to be around 65, and there will be some high gusty winds. Tomorrow night, Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 51. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Saturday, also sunny with a high near 75. And then on Sunday, showers likely after 9 a.m. and the temperature will drop to around 59. And it is currently 12:08.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling, nationally certified as a counselor, and have been a counselor for over 30 years. I've been in private practice for over 18 years, and I've been bringing Counselor's Chat to you for probably over 5 years at this point. And my sole purpose of doing this is to promote good mental health and to help remove the stigma for those people who are struggling with issues and are fearful of entering therapy or counseling. Today, my topic is stress and burnout. It is National Stress Awareness Month. There are a lot of things, like it's National Pet Day and National Siblings Week, and it's National Pumpkin Bread Day, and all kinds of things. But What I like to do is I like to look for things that are pertaining specifically to mental health issues, and stress obviously is one of them. Last week I talked about alcohol, as April is also Alcohol Awareness Month. And oftentimes people will turn to alcohol to deal with stress. But stress usually comes from both, well, three things: emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion related to long-term stress. That would actually occur, the burnout would occur. And we often feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, unable to just do our daily routine. And sometimes stress is a good thing. We actually need a little stress. Stress can be somewhat motivating at times to get things done. You know, I'm feeling that some of that deadline pressure, or I really want to get something accomplished, and I may give myself a deadline. It may not be related to work. And so it can stimulate us to move forward. Stress can also be related to positive events in our life, like graduating, starting a new class, starting a new relationship, getting married. There can be a lot of stress related to those things, which many of us have experienced. And stress can also be related to difficult tasks, such as, you know, getting fired at work, or having a project go awry, or money issues, or physical issues, relationship problems. So that's just to name a few. But stress is a normal and psychological and physical reaction to life's demands. And we live in a very demanding time right now. You know, and I think back 100 years ago, 150 years ago, people would say, well, yes, we live in a demanding time. But when we look at what was going on 100 years ago versus today, we can definitely see that we are in a, I would say, for me anyway, much greater levels of stress in our lives. So, like I said, stress can be good and motivating, can help us perform well. And then it can be challenging. Our brain is hardwired with an alarm system for our protection. And when our brain perceives a threat, it signals its body to release aggressive hormones, then increase our heart rate, raise our blood pressure, and we end up with a fight or flight response to deal with the threat. So that in itself is stressful. Generally, once the threat is gone, we return back to a normal, relaxed state. Unfortunately, in our society, those things back up one after another. The phone call, the computer, the phone call, the printer, the phone call, the call from the school, the relationship problem, the bill is overdue, the phone call, Facebook issues, LinkedIn issues, running the vacuum. It really goes on, and that's my personal experience. And so those stress hormones are nonstop. And it is a concern that we have in our everyday life, that we are overstressed as a society. And it affects us physically as well as emotionally. It can lead to high levels of anxiety. It can lead to depression. It can lead to colds, flu, stomach problems, back problems, neck problems, muscle tension, jaw, you know, clenching our jaw because we're stressed, headaches. Our body tightens up like this because we're so We're so stressed. See me making fists. I'm stressed out. And oftentimes we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to prioritize our lives. And we're just constantly overwhelmed until we get to that point where we have a meltdown. We are in burnout. We don't want to do anything. We give up. We're depressed. We may even have a panic attack. We are uncomfortable because of the stress and are bombarded all the time with stress. And so learning how to manage stress is really important. And those are going to be a lot of, that's what I'm going to be talking about quite a bit today, is things that we can do to help alleviate stress. I don't know anyone that's not living a stress-free life. Even our children are stressed to perform, to get good grades, to do well on the team. They are super involved in things. So, you know, kids no longer are just on the baseball team or softball team. They're also taking music lessons and dance lessons, and they're part of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and volunteerism and schoolwork, and they're bombarded. It's not uncommon for kids who are playing soccer to have two or three soccer games in one day. That's stressful. You know, we think it's a lot of fun. Maybe they are having some fun. At the same time, it's stressful. Learning and teaching kids learning ourselves how to manage our emotions and how to manage stress, and teaching children to do things, the same thing, can really help with managing stress. And we don't have to wait until stress affects our health, or affects our relationship, or affects the quality of life that we have. We can start practicing stress management techniques today. Now, I know for me, my morning started off stressful. I had phone calls. My mom is not having a good day where she is. She's in an assisted living program, and they take really good care of her. And today, she's not having a good day. So that's stress for her. It does add stress for me, because I want my mom to have a good day. I don't want her to not have a good day. So those things play on my mind. And it is about coping. How do I cope with it? How do you cope with the different things going on in your life? Are you one of those tweeners? You know, so I've got kids, I've got my relationship, my household, my career, my parents, all of that. That's stressful. How are we managing it? What are we doing? Are we leaning on alcohol? Are we leaning on other drugs? Are we taking antidepressants? Are you taking Xanax to cope? Those things sometimes help us through it, but they don't really help us relieve it. And so part of what we're going to talk about today is relieving the stress, because it is overwhelming. And I know for myself, I can become human overstressed. Even though I may have a lot of techniques at hand, sometimes the stress gets to the point where I can't even think of the techniques. And I'm sure that applies to many other people also. But we're at this fast pace, and we are at this point in our existence as human beings that we have so disengaged ourselves from the reality of being part of nature, because I'm surrounded by technology. And that's what we have. We are surrounded by technology. Used to be you would have one phone in the house. It used to be that you would have one television in the house. It used to be that you would sit down as a family and watch a couple of TV shows. Now, You sit down and watch TV. You have your laptop on your iPhone. That's going while you're watching TV, or you're on your laptop and you've got your phone next to you and the TV is on, and you're busy working. And because of the technology, you don't stop working. You don't ever give yourself a break. You go on vacation. Don't I sound stressed? I take my work on vacation with me. I will say I participate in that. I do. I run my own business. So I've, like I said, I have a private practice. So yes, I will watch TV for relaxation while I'm on my computer promoting my business, answering emails, figuring out accounts. That's not really very stress relieving. It's actually contributing to stress. I need to do one of those doctor take your own advice kind of things and regulate my own pace. And it is a challenge because our modern society really doesn't allow for that very much. And on top of it, we have reached a point of instant gratification. So therefore, we don't do very well with managing frustration. How to wait. I don't like waiting. When I turn my computer on, I expect it to be there right away. You know, we have microwaves that cook our food quickly. We go to fast foods, pick it up quickly. We want our cars filled quickly. We expect everything to work exactly the way it's supposed to work when we turn it on. And waiting? What is that? What is waiting? And what do I do at that time if I find that I have time to do something? So it's really important in this process to start off recognizing what are your stress triggers. Now, I will say oftentimes a stress trigger can be related to our belief systems. So what do I mean by that? I mean my expectations. I expect my computer to work when I turn it on. I expect not to wait in line. I expect things to happen the way I want them to happen, when I want them to happen. I expect them to conclude when I want them to conclude. I expect. Okay. Now, an expectation is related to the belief system that says should. And now this is a little bit of cognitive behavioral therapy. Should. This should happen the way I want it to happen. This should take place as quickly as I expect it to. And the should contributes to high levels of stress because it should. I expect it. Now, should is like a rule. It's not very bendable. So it should only take a minute. 10 minutes later, I'm really frustrated because it's not happening on my time frame. That's part of what's happening for my mom today. She's very stressed because she expected something to happen when she expected it to happen, because it should happen at this particular time, and now the consequence to that is she's anxious and depressed. So the process is eliminating the should. You need to eliminate the should and replace it with a wish or a desire, or it would be nice. You know, it would be nice if this worked the way I'd like it to, but it doesn't always. And I can tolerate. I can tolerate things that don't work exactly the way I expect. I can tolerate it. A really good example for me. One of the things that I love to do, and I'm really looking forward to it, is gardening. Well, you know, here we are, almost mid-April. I guess it is, yeah, almost mid-April. And the weather should be warmer. Luckily, I read the forecast, and it's going to get warmer. So that's really exciting. and I have to still wait for Saturday when it's 75 degrees and sunny. I guess I can do that. I can wait. I can be frustrated that winter's taking so long to pass. That's nature. There isn't anything that I can do about it. So that it's just saying to myself, it's, you know, I would like it to be warmer, but I can tolerate it. It's not awful. Gardening. I think any of you who either garden or run a vacuum or do anything where there's a wire, you know, if it can get, it's Murphy's Law. If it can get caught on something, it's going to get caught on something. And I have had this this belief system that says, you know, when I pull the hose, it should just follow me. Because I'm pulling it, it should follow me. It shouldn't get caught on anything. Well, inevitably, it does get caught. Inevitably, it does kink up. And I used to go, you know, being angry and going, like, this hose, and be angry at the hose. And, you know, I would prefer, it would be nice if the hose doesn't kink. It would be nice if the hose didn't get caught on something. But it will, and it does. And it's actually now part of the process of watering my garden. So that the anger and frustration and the stress of dealing with the hose is now eliminated. Because it's part of the process. And it really is looking at, okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's a trigger for me. The hose is stuck. Now I'm angry. I'm feeling stressed. I gave myself, you know, half an hour to water, and my time is running out, and I got to keep running back and forth and untangling the hose, and I'm really stressed. I'm stressed and angry. Change the way I think about it. I'm no longer stressed and angry. I may actually give myself some extra time, knowing that I need to go and unkink the hose and move it from whatever stone it got stuck on or stump or whatever. So that is a little example. But the thing is, stress can keep us up at night. We can be worried about, think about all the things that happened, all the what ifs of what might happen. Now, that's not going to lead to good health. How do we manage all that? Thinking and thinking and thinking. Our brain doesn't get quiet. We're worried about it. I should have said this differently. What if I don't get that raise? I should have completed that project in a timely way. What if my boss is angry with me? What if I don't do well on this project? What if, you know, something goes wrong with one of my children? What if, you know, my marriage doesn't work out? What if I don't have enough money to get that bill paid? Okay. Sound familiar? Keeps us awake at night. We're stressed and eventually overwhelmed. And oftentimes, again, stress can be related to the way we think about something. I can't stand it. The what ifs, the shoulds. These are all things that we can change. These are all internal thought processes. And we can change the way we think. And that's always the good news, especially about, I'm going to say, as a counselor. That's the good news, changing the way we think. So I'm going to take a little commercial break because it is important for us to have the people that support 100 in Chamber Radio have their voice. And I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host, and topic is stress relief.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor and have my master's in counseling and small practice here in Flemington. I am going to be offering a workshop on May 5th. If you go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook, you can find where you can sign up for it. It's called Spring Day of Mental Health. And I'm going to be talking about not only some mental health issues, but also just teaching some techniques to deal with different issues that you might be struggling with, from stress to depression and anxiety. It's going to be a lovely event, and I really do hope that you consider joining. Again, go on to Counselor's Chat, and you will find the event listed there. Also, I'd love you to like the page, Counselor's Chat, which is, of course, what I am doing here. And it's $45 to come for the day. You'll have refreshments and a lovely lunch and learn about some mental health and what good mental health looks like. And so I'm really excited about offering that. Anyway, so today I am talking about stress, that there are things that are good stress or related to healthy, happy things in our lives that are stressful, like getting married or buying a house or, you know, having a baby or getting a new pet. All those things can be, they're stressful, but they're related to positive things. And then we have stress that's related to things that are not positive. Health issues and money issues and relationship problems and work-related issues. All those things. And some stress is good. It's actually a little healthy to have a little bit of stress. Just the every act of breathing is a stress reaction. You know, it's the diaphragm of it's pulling in and pushing out. That's stress. Making our heart pump. That's a stress action. And so we need a little bit of stress. And it can motivate us. Be very useful. It's when that stress becomes overwhelming. When we reach that point of such overwhelming stress. Negative stress. Where we reach a place of burnout. Lack of motivation, fear to take action, declining in our in sleeping, sleep habits, altering our food habits. So in other words, I'm eating to cope, I'm drinking more to cope, taking more drugs to cope with my stress. And that is, we're really looking at burnout at that point. And burnout happens because we have not really managed the stress in our lives, the negative stress. And it's really important to learn how to manage that stress because we live in such a stressful time. It's a very stressful time. So I had started off by saying identifying triggers, and I mentioned a few things. Our expectations, are they too high? Do I have a lot of shoulds in my life? Working on eliminating that. It might be that we have a change in a life pattern. So, again, like all of a sudden, maybe I have children or I've gotten a puppy or one of my parents is elderly and not well. And this adds to my stress. I have to remember that I don't need to do everything on my own. I can ask for help, ask a friend for help. I can get professional help. So it might be that I need to hire somebody to help with my business, or I need to hire somebody to help, you know, clean my house once in a while, or help with a project around the house, or you know, in my case, we, you know, my mom is in an assisted living. If my mom, you know, if I had my practice in a home and a husband and my mom, I couldn't do it all. It would be too stressful. And I would probably be in a state of burnout. Learning how to say no is really important. We live in a time where the busier you are, the more demands are placed on you. So learning how to say no is really important. No, I've got enough on my plate. It sounds like a lovely thing to do, and I need to decline because I'm feeling overwhelmed. Our emotional life really is one of the keys. I feel stressed. I feel overwhelmed. I feel burdened. I feel tired. I feel worn out. Those are all indications that my stress level is reaching that point of burnout, and I need to slow down and back up, and I need to work at feeding myself. And I don't necessarily mean with food, even though sometimes when we're so stressed and we're so busy, we skip lunch, we grab some sugary snack for breakfast. We're not taking care of our nutritional life. And as a mental health care provider, the interesting thing is it's not only about what we think, it's about what we do. Cognitive behavioral therapy. So am I taking the time to take care of myself physically? Well, what does that mean? Am I eating well? Am I eating balanced? Am I eating frequently enough to keep my blood sugar level healthy? Am I taking vitamins and minerals that may help with reducing stress? Am I getting exercise in? Now, the suggestion is 30 minutes, maybe a day. I don't have 30 minutes to put together somewhere, but I bet I have 10 minutes. I can go for a 10-minute walk. I could do 10 minutes of stretching. I could do 10 minutes of yoga. There, I've got my 30 minutes in. So being able to do that is really useful. Set aside some time and get yourself a massage. Take a soak in a bubble bath. Listen to some music. Light some candles. Watch some comedy and close everything and watch some comedy. Put your feet up and have a cup of tea. We all can take some time, even 5 minutes out of your day, to relax. We are so driven. This needs to happen. We've got a deadline. Deadlines are always man-made. We should get this done by a certain time. Well, I can be flexible. I can work at tolerating. I can practice deep breathing. Now, so many of us, especially because we're stressed, we have shallow breathing. I do shallow breathing. What do I mean by that? We only breathe up here in the upper part of our lungs. And our lungs actually extend all the way down this far. But we don't use them. So we're not getting the exchange of oxygen that we need to, one, help us think clearly, and two, to de-stress. You know, distress. So breathing deeply. Sometimes I suggest people just sigh. And I've made this exchange of oxygen in my system, and it actually helps you feel lighter. And that's what oxygen does, helps us feel lighter, helps us think clearer. So taking a few minutes and doing some deep breathing, and I think one of the easiest ways of doing it is just thinking about, I'm just going to make a purposeful sigh. Now, there are many other techniques for breathing where you can count and focus on your breath. Do breathing where you're placing your hand on your abdomen and you could kind of notice your stomach moving in and out as you breathe. All of those things are important. If you don't have time for that, to focus on that, a good deep sigh a couple of times can really work well. Blowing bubbles. Sounds kind of silly. I'm really stressed out and you want me to blow bubbles? Well, think about that action. So I dip my, should have brought bubbles. I dip my little thing in the bubble and I take in a deep breath and I exhale. Slow exhale. And then I get to watch the bubbles. So the very act of blowing bubbles can actually be a stress reliever. And watch the bubbles dance around. If you have a pet, spend a little time with your pet. Stroking your pet, petting your pet. It actually is a stress reliever. Play with your cat. Take your dog for a walk. Walking is an excellent way of relieving stress. And again, it doesn't have to be hike. I'm going to walk around the block. I'm going to park my car a little further away from the entrance door, and I'm going to walk. Notice your sleep routine. We call it sleep hygiene. am I too busy at night and I just barely brush my teeth and fall into bed and I take this stuff with me and I'm still working? That's not good sleep hygiene. Good sleep hygiene means I turn things off. I give myself an hour. I dim the lights. Now, the interesting thing is green light, blue light, and white light stimulate. So in the evening, it's good to dim those lights, make them more of an orangey red color, soft light, pink light, and think about it. During the day, when the sun is up, what do we see? Greens, reds, and whites. So the melatonin in our brain is no longer working. That's the hormone that helps us get sleepy. And at night, for eons, forever, human beings would have candles and firelight and starlight and moonlight. And so light was softer. And that would help us, would help the melatonin turn on, and we would get sleepy and drowsy and go to sleep. It's okay to have some turkey or some warm milk and put some tryptophan, L-tryptophan, in your system. It helps you get a little sleepy. Taking a warm bath or a warm shower at night. Using some aromatherapy. Aromatherapy can be fantastic stress relievers in general. Lavender, rose, geranium. These are floral scents, and they are very relaxing just in themselves. Just to get some, you could get a candle, rose-scented candle, a lavender-scented candle, a lavender bubble bath, lavender aromatherapy oil. Put a little bit on your temples, a little bit on your wrists, and just the aroma can be relaxing. Part of it is it's natural. There's some studies that say walking barefoot. Now, in the winter, barefoot outside doesn't really, I wouldn't. But in the summer, take your shoes and socks off. Take your sandals off. Feel the grass under your feet. These things can be really useful and can help with relieving stress. Give yourself some time away. Just to enjoy. We are human beings, not human doings. And so do things that help with relaxing. Now, I do need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with talking a little bit more about managing stress and moving away from burnout. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments after our break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I also have my master's in counseling, licensed as a counselor, nationally certified as a counselor, and have a small practice here in town. If you are interested in finding out more about my practice, you can find me at www.altarollcounselor.com. .net. That's Altarol, O-R, counselor, no, Altarol, two L's, L-L, counselor, O-R, .net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And you can either request an appointment if you're struggling with depression or anxiety. I work a lot with people who are in early recovery from addictions. I work with people who have family members who are struggling with addiction. I have an ability to do an intervention in your home if that's something that you might be interested in doing. I don't promote that very often, but it is something that I'm taught to do and I've done in the past. Work with people struggling with codependency and anger management, grief and loss, and couples counseling. So I do quite a variety of things. Mental health, I don't like to say mental illness because I promote mental health. And so I want to promote mental health. And mental health, if my thinking is healthy, then my body is going to follow. And unfortunately, we put mental health at the bottom, and it has a stigma. There's nothing wrong with you know, my mental health. What do you think I am, crazy? No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with just, you know, I want to make sure that I'm not dealing with stress in my life in a way that is damaging to me. Or if I notice that I'm depressed or anxious, I want to learn some tools. We over-medicate. I want to learn tools on how to handle that and maybe even change that in my life. And so today my topic has been on stress, and that there's good stress and there's not so good stress, and that when we don't deal with stress, when we become really tired and overwhelmed with stress, it leads to burnout where we just, I am done with this. I'm angry and anxious and frustrated, and I lack motivation, and I don't care anymore, and I'm burnt out, short-tempered. So again, as I was saying, handling stress, learning how to say no, identifying your triggers, giving yourself time to do things that build you up, that fill you up. And I don't mean food, even though we can, and I'll mention this in a little few minutes, eat mindfully, which can be a stress reduction, rather than eating stressfully, which causes stomach problems and ulcers and all of those fine stomach issues that we have because we're overstressed and we're feeding ourselves, taking a bubble bath, getting a massage, using aromatherapy, looking at your sleep hygiene. When you eat, turn things off, sit down, have a conversation with somebody, have a cup of tea. Move yourself away from all of this things, all of this technology that's bombarding us, and go for a walk, play with your cat, play with your kids, do a board game. Relaxation doesn't have to just happen on vacation. It can happen at any time. And practice mindfulness. I talk about mindfulness. I do mindfulness practices with my clients. Mindfulness is a big thing now. Big, you know, we see it. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and there's a whole thing in the magazine rack on how to practice mindfulness. And mindfulness is a meditation. So we don't need to sit cross-legged and go om to meditate. We can do everyday activities to practice mindfulness. Meditation is about focus. It's about being so focused that I'm only thinking about the thing that I'm saying and doing at this particular time. So if I'm sitting cross-legged and I'm just going om, or I have some other mantra, my focus is on that. What does it sound like? What does it feel like? What is, you know, how am I saying it? What position is my body in? And that is it happens with yoga. It's the same thing. Am I focusing on my breathing? It's a focus. And so mindfulness is taking everyday mundane activities and focusing. It's using your five senses. What do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you taste? And what do you feel? Touch, feel. So I suggest this with my clients all the time, to use mindfulness. Oftentimes, because our lives are so stressful, what do? We don't think about what we are doing. We are thinking about the thing that we're stressed over. I've got this deadline. I'm worried about it. I've got all this paperwork. I've got these bills due. I heard from the school, you know, my child is having issues at school. I'm thinking about it, and I'm folding laundry at the same time. I'm not thinking about the laundry. I'm not thinking about what I'm folding. I'm thinking about all these stressors, and I'm really stressed. It's telling myself to stop. Saying stop is a huge key. So notice the trigger, notice what I'm thinking about. My thoughts move really quickly. Wait a minute, I'm folding this laundry. I'm not thinking about the laundry. I'm going to tell myself to stop. Stop. What am I doing right now? I am folding a towel. It's a green towel. It's warm. It smells fresh out of the dryer. The dryer is still running. I'm folding it in half. Feel soft. I'm folding it in thirds. I'm putting it on top of the dryer. I'm opening the dryer door. I'm pulling out a t-shirt. The t-shirt is warm. It smells fresh. Am I tasting anything? No, I don't really taste anything, but I notice I'm a little thirsty right now. And I'm folding the t-shirt. I'm putting shoulder to shoulder. Folding down the arms. I'm folding it in half. I'm putting it on top of the green towel. I'm opening up the dryer. So it's a mindfulness practice is about being in the present moment and being very aware of what's going on while you're doing it. And you could practice it with anything from laundry to brushing your teeth and taking a shower to driving to work to focusing on your breathing, listening to music. Mindfulness is a here and now practice. So if I catch myself going, what if, I have to tell myself to stop and go, what is in the now? So I hope this has been useful. And again, I am having a workshop on May 5th. So please go to Counselors Chat on Facebook, or you can follow me on LinkedIn under Ruth Altamura Roll. I'm going to suggest Counselors Chat because the spelling of my name can be a challenge. But go to Counselors Chat and you can find out more about this workshop, A Day in Spring, on May 5th. And I hope this has been useful. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma,
Go to www.alterolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.